So, Kevin, I think the obvious starting point is why is Nigel Clough the right man for Sheffield United?
Background, you know, both from his background as a player of top quality, you know, in the top echelons of football with Forest and Man City and, of course, Liverpool and international football. And then seeing what he's done, he's one of those that many of us have observed with starting at the bottom with a small club like Burton Albion, bring them through as a fine club into the Football League. And then his achievements at Derby, which I do say have been achievements. And you know, as an owner of a club, I can understand the predicaments that he had to sort of cope with to sort out the finances at Derby by trading players and getting a player wage bill down, which was high. So it's not dissimilar to the problem we've had at Sheffield United.
The two jobs that he's had so far at Burton and Derby, he's been there an awful long time. What was it, 10 years at Burton, a number of years at Derby County. How important was that for you, considering that Sheffield United, I think, have had six managers in the last 3.5 years?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to look back, and we're a club that want to retain managers long term. And you go back to, obviously, Neil Warnock was with us for 7 years and more. The subsequent ones, there were reasons, and I do say that very genuinely, and of course of late with Davy Weir, a fine man, I don't know what to say, fans don't know what to say. We all thought David was the right manager, but results say otherwise, and you know, we've got to get out of the position we're in, hence why David departed. And if you look at it logically, so, well, maybe David was inexperienced. What we've now got is a guy who's fully experienced, still young, but you know, fully experienced. Having cut his teeth and succeeded with Burton and Derby County, and having the background to be able to manage a club as big as Sheffield United, and sometimes I think with one or two of the previous managers, where we missed it, or I missed it, was probably recognising the club was too big for them. Mm. You know, don't ask me why, but it just happens that way. But in Nigel, undoubtedly, he's a guy, you know, having been at Derby in particular, that he knows what a big club's about and knows the expectations, and has the experience to ensure that we'll achieve those.
It became apparent quite quickly after the departure of David Weir that Nigel Clough was the man that you wanted. Was that a consensus opinion among the board? Was he always the number one target?
Well, look, I do say openly, we had approaches through a variety of prospective managers. You know, it's the way football works. And Nigel was always one that, you know, I was keen to meet, but we recognised that he was sorting out his terms to depart Derby, so there's been a matter of patience until it's on his last few days we've been able to talk to him and get the deal done. But yeah, he's a guy I've admired in football for his management abilities for a long time, and you can see he's a very super guy. He's not in any way arrogant, he's soft-natured, hard on the football field, so to speak, and he's got that sort of way about him that blends into what we want here at Sheffield United.
What is sort of his remit right now? What do you say to Nigel Clough as he takes this job? There's got to be a long-term goal, hasn't there? But are you thinking kind of short-term at the moment? You've got to get moving up this League One table.
Well, look, you know, part of the discussions with Nigel this last couple of days have been one of saying what the end game is and explaining to him the deal that we struck with Prince Abdullah in the joint ownership of achieving Premier League football. That is a stated intention. It's not just one I'm saying idly. So it's really getting prepared for that. But, hey, what's the short term? It's the obvious. I mean, we've got into this desperate situation of, you know, last weekend we're bottom of League One. We never, ever in a million years contemplated that at the start of this season, you know, with the players we've brought in you know, weren't necessarily bad players, but for whatever reason it wasn't gelling. So his first aim is to get us out of that bottom four into, if you like, a comfort zone thereafter, hopefully, to see what happens the rest of the season.
Do you think it's still possible at all? We've seen dafter things happen in football, haven't we, that you could potentially go up this
year?
Look,
everything's possible. I mean, people relate to me about Bournemouth last season. Their plight at a similar time, and they got automatic promotion. It's a big task. I mean, that's all I can say. And it is a big task. And bizarrely, some of the bigger clubs like the Blades, when teams come here, they do tend to play better than they would at most other away stadiums. It is the atmosphere, it is the aura of Bramall Lane. So, hey, that's an excuse. I expect us to do well this season. Whether that results in a chance of a playoff spot, I pray it will, but don't know.
Did you face competition at all for Nigel's signature? Because there are other clubs looking for managers at the moment. Middlesbrough were mentioned in the press conference as a possible target due to the family connections with the Clough family. So, were there other competing teams looking to appoint him as a manager?
When I say I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm well aware of Middlesbrough and the Clough family's association with the area. But having talked to Nigel, met Nigel this last few days, we shook hands. He's an honourable guy. I think he's a straightforward man. I don't think he's one who's necessarily chasing the biggest buck. And he knows what he's taking on board here and the benefits of this club. And he knows the size and potential of this club. And I think that excites him greatly, as it obviously still does myself.
Stability was a word mentioned a couple of times in the initial press conference. Just how important is that now?
Oh, gosh, you know, I pray for stability. I didn't think we'd be in this position, turning a clock back 2 months. You know, the first game of the season, pundits on Sky TV saying this is the best team we've seen in League One. And none of us can understand it, Rob. You can't. You know, you've watched the Blades and you can't understand why we've gone from hero to zero. So, I mean, the stability bit we had in place, but it went wrong. It went desperately wrong. Now, I certainly hope and certainly believe that we'll have stability and a manager will be with us for a long time.
How difficult was it, though, to move on? I mean, we heard a lot from yourself, from Julian Winter, from the Prince and his representatives that, you know, everybody was sticking behind David Weir, that this was a long-term plan to then have to sort of make the change.
Yeah.
Sort of what changed there, I guess?
Well, I think what changed was 14 games and just the first victory of the season. You know, I think it was 2.5 months of saying, hey, we are in difficult circumstances here and it's getting worse rather than better. Trying to understand why it was getting worse rather than better, hey, the fact of life is we had to change. I think our fans, because they were all supportive of David coming, were very tolerant, but we were all getting frustrated. And this year alone, let's be say, I think we've won 3 league games at Bramall Lane all this calendar year, which is an astonishing statistic, isn't it? Mm. And this season started with the worst ever in our 124-year history. It was something that just regrettably couldn't be ignored. But we believe that with Nigel here, this is going to be absolute stability.
When the appointment of David Weir was made, there was a lot of talk of sort of a long-term philosophy and what you want to do off the field as well as on the pitch. Does that stay the same now with Nigel Clough?
The United philosophy stays. I mean, it was so easy to talk to Nigel because he readily understood it. It's not dissimilar at Derby. It is this integration of youth, believing that you're building value for first-team football and, you know, obviously then blending it with the experience of who you bring in. So, no, the philosophy's not really changed. It's probably not as complicated.
The one question the fans will want us to ask is the new manager going to get money to spend? Obviously, with the new co-owner now, they'll be hoping that the manager is going to get a chance to sort of shape this squad in his vision.
Well, look, I mean, I answer that by saying every fan knows how many new players we've brought in the last few months, you know, under David Weir's regime. And every fan knows that we've brought in more than any other club in League One and paid more money than any other club in League One. Fact. I mean, that is fact. I am answering also by saying that his need still to change to ensure that we achieve the aims for this season alone. Yes, of course, you know, Nigel will be able to bring in players.
Is it a challenge for the players perhaps at this club now? I mean, we're in a loan window at the moment. In January, if the manager sort of has a look at these players, if they can prove to him that they're worthy of being part of this, they have that opportunity. If not, then he may well have the chance to change things in January.
That's up to the manager, Rob. I mean, you know, he's going to be assessing quickly and obviously gaining a lot of knowledge from Chris Morgan, who's been fantastic for us this last couple of weeks. But it's up to Nigel to decide what's needed.
You said in the statement that Chris had been first class and he got 4 points in the last 2 games. I mean, how much praise does he deserve?
Well, he does. You know, he's only a guy of 35. We forget because he's been with us for so long. But he's taken the reins at a moment's notice. He's done it with a sense of pride. And he's had an impact, hasn't he? It doesn't go unnoticed. And he'll be a material part of Nigel's squad. He's only 35. I were 35.
We've seen a couple of appointments that he's making to his backroom staff. Will Chris very much be part of the first team setup as well as the under-21s?
Don't forget, I mean, the under-21s is the development squad. It's a material part of the players coming through to be first team footballers. So that under-21 team is actually annexed to the first team. So the closeness of working with the manager, who will undoubtedly be watching many of the development squad games, is the people coming through, or, you know, some of the first teamers returning from injury. It's more important and more material to the first team than the supporter realises.
How is the sort of the partnership between, if I can call it, the old guard of Sheffield United and the new co-owners? Because this has been a big sort of challenge for you guys already as a partnership to work together.
Yeah, I mean, I sat with the Prince in London the week before last, and I mean, thankfully, he's a guy with humour like myself, because neither he nor I expected Sheffield United to be where we are. And, you know, during the games subsequent to the first league game this season, it's been this one of sort of talking to Prince Abdullah once or twice a week, scratching my head. And it went on and on. You think, well, we're going to turn a corner. And the, from the words uttered, we're going to turn a corner, you realise we got into a serious position. So the Prince was like myself. In many ways, the last thing he wanted to do is to see a new manager have to depart. But there was then recognition that the circumstances had got so severe. Yes, we achieved rock bottom. Yes, we'd gone 13 games without a victory, that we'd really got to change, not through desire, through absolute need, and that's what we've done. But again, I say to all fans that I believe we've done it in a very reasoned and judged way, and I think we've brought on board an absolutely top-class man that we're lucky to get, and that is a very honourable man.
Is there any other message to the fans? I mean, I was at Peterborough last night, I think just shy of 1,000 there, full of voice again, backing a team that has struggled so far this year. So what is your message to those guys?
Hey, look, the fans are great. United fans are great. And, you know, during this difficult period this season, yeah, I've talked to many of them. They talk the same way as I talk. They've had a frustration that they can't understand because their expectations were high. Well, those expectations returning us from today, you know, these things happen in football. And I can say to all the fans, you know, the club cares. The club is determined, like they're determined to support a club that's successful. This club will be successful. And, you know, the co-ownership with the Prince, the appointment of Nigel as our new manager, it should bring us that success.